Welcome to a new show we started this week. Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday, the 31st. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in the end went up 54 points, about 0.5% to 11,614 to close off the month. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 3 points, call that a wash. The S&P 500 gained 5 points, about 0.5%. The 10-year bond yield came to rest at about 2.22%. On paper, there was plenty that could have rattled players in the market today. One would think the trials of AT&T might have knocked the wind out of things. The federal government is suing to stop AT&T from joining forces with the cell phone company T-Mobile. The Justice Department feels consumers get hurt if it's just Verizon, a bigger AT&T, and little old Sprint competing for our phones and ringtones. AT&T shares fell 4.3% today, yet key stock indices in the end went up. Fred Dixon, chief investment strategist at D.A. Davidson in Portland, Oregon, is willing to help us with the psychology here.
Number one, we're most likely seeing some portfolio reallocation. Big investing organizations typically have asset allocation targets. In other words, the percentage of stock, bonds, and cash in their portfolios. They look at them at the end of each month. This has been a month where bond prices have really soared, and stock prices look like they're off about 5 or 6%.
So, Mr. Dixon, you get to the end of the month, and you take a look at your bond portfolio, and you say, ooh, that's grown a little big compared to what my goals are. So you sell some of those and buy some stock.
Yeah, and you end up moving a little bit of money back into stock. I think that's one of the things that we're seeing. The second thing that we have noticed over the last couple of days, and it seems to be spilling over today, this is one of those double negatives. It's a positive, but we haven't had any really bad news coming out of Europe regarding sovereign debt or bank debt in the last 2 or 3 days.
It just shows you where your psychology is at this stage. Things have gotten so bad in Europe that if you go a couple of days without especially bad news, it's interpreted as a wonderful thing.
Well, I don't know if it's interpreted as a wonderful thing. Let's put it this way. Traders at this point have hair triggers in terms of reacting to news coming out of Europe. So we're going to take 2 or 3 quiet days. The problems in Europe have definitely not been solved, but a couple quiet days bode well, at least for the U.S. stock market. And then on Friday, we have the monthly jobs report, and that's a very widely watched indicator. So we may have some more volatility before the day's over.
Fred Dixon does investment strategy at D.A. Davidson. It's a place in Oregon. An interesting detail on the move to block AT&T's $39 billion merger. If the marriage is off, there's a penalty, a kind of breakup fee, built into the deal that would force AT&T to pay cash and other benefits worth $6 billion to T-Mobile's parent company, Deutsche Telekom. AT&T will fight hard for the merger, and one tactic is its promise today to hire 5,000 more people in the U.S. to staff its call centers. Now on to the Daily Index from our Marketplace web team, where we go on the hunt for a single number that gives us insight into the state of the economy. Today our index is down. That's because the growth we saw in global trade earlier this year is settling back again. A report from the OECD shows that imports to the U.S. grew just 3%, down from 11% increase last month, and exports were also down. You can see our index and details from the OECD report on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.